שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש.
Hello, we're going to read from the writings of Rabash, article the 15th of Av. The study materials can be found in KabbalahMedia.info or the study materials tab in the Arvut system. You can also send questions. If you ask a question here, make sure you stand up and ask loud and clearly into the microphone. The 15th of Av.
Let's see why this is considered such a happy day, such a beautiful day. Let's see why this is considered such a happy, such a beautiful day for Israel. The day of 15th of Av, and next to it, Yom Kippurim, the Day of Atonement. We don't quite see in Yom Kippur a day of joy. So we will read and we will see what Rabash explains to us.
Article the 15th of Av. It is written in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, no days were better for Israel than the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur, when the daughters of Jerusalem would come out dressed in borrowed white garments, so as not to shame those who do not have. The daughters of Jerusalem would come out and dance in the vineyards. What would they say? Young men, lift up your eyes and see what you choose for yourself. Do not cast your eyes on beauty, cast your eyes on family. Those who did not have wives went there. Our sages taught, what would the beauties among them say? Turn your days to beauty, for a woman is only for beauty. What would the well-born among them say? Cast your eyes on family, for a woman is only for sons. In the eye of Jacob, he adds, the wealthy among them say, cast your eyes on the wealthy. What would the unsightly ones among them say? Take what you take for the Creator, as long as you crown us with gold coins. You should understand, what is the matter of the connection between good days and the daughters of Jerusalem coming out to dance in the vineyards and speaking to young men about matchmaking? What modesty is there here? It implies that the good days that Israel had caused the daughters of Jerusalem to come out and dance in the vineyards. We should understand the connection between them. It is known that Malchut is called daughter, as in father created the daughter. We make our discernments in Malchut. These are called Chokhmah, Binah, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut, which are called four phases in the coarseness. The first phase, which is Chokhmah, is called beauty, for it is known that Chokhmah is called having beautiful eyes. The second Prina is Bina. She is called the mother of the children. And she begot Zon. The quality of Bina is that she wants equivalence of form to be similar to the giver. For this reason, the merit of Bina is that we attribute her to Keter, meaning that she wants to resemble Keter, who is the giver.
Prina Gimel,
the third prina is Zeranpin. She is called rich, as it is written, The rich shall not give more. It is written, the rich shall not give more, is the middle pillar, Zanpin, who should not give too much yud. The rich shall not give more, is the middle pillar, which from his essence leans toward the right, to chasadim, and does not need chokmah. Hence its title, rich. The fourth prina, which is malchut, is called poor and meager. As it is written, she has nothing of her own except that which her husband gives her. It is known that malchut is called faith. It is as was said about Abraham, and he believed in the Lord, and he considered it for him as righteousness. Faith is called tzedakah, as one gives charity to the poor without asking anything in return. Such is faith above reason. He does not ask anything in return, but only for the Lord. It follows that it is as though faith is called meager, like the poor, who do not return anything for the charity that is given to him. With the above said, we can interpret the excerpt about the daughters of Israel coming out. It is known that good days are when there are ascents of the worlds and their disclosure. Therefore, then is the time for disclosure. And then the daughters of Jerusalem come out. Coming out means from concealment to disclosure. And each sfira shows its importance. It is known that there are four phases of direct light. This means that four phases are discerned in Malchut herself, in the will to receive, which is Malchut with respect to the direct light, whose quality is to receive in order to receive. Four phases are discerned there, as it is written in the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. The five discernments of reception in phase four are called by the names of the Sfirot Kachabtum, because prior to the Tzimtzum restriction, while phase four was still the vessel of reception for the ten Sfirot included in the upper light, by way of He is One and His Name One, its clothing of the ten sefirot there followed these phases. Each of the five phases in her clothed its corresponding phase in the ten sefirot in the upper light. These above-mentioned phases appear on good days, meaning that each phase reveals its merit. The order is that Pina Aleph called Chokhmah says, Bachur, young unmarried man, meaning one who is worthy of being, Bachur, also chosen, from among the nation. At that time, she reveals her merit, that there is beauty in her. That is, Chokhmah is called the beauty of the eyes. As it is said, the eyes of the congregation, referring to the sages of the congregation. Therefore, Chokhmah is called beauties. This is why they said that a woman is only for beauty. Concerning the vessels of reception in general, where the desire to do good to his creations created a kli to receive the delight and pleasure, it pertains to light of chokhmah. This is why a woman is called a vessel of reception only for chokhmah. What would the well-born among them say? Being well-born means that he has a high root. For example, when we say that this man is the grandson of a great man, we mean that his root is a very high root. The Sfira Bina, called Phase 2, shows her merit, that she craves equivalence of form, by which we can come to adhere to the root, which is the emanator and keter. It follows that the Sfira Bina shows that she is attached to the root. This is called pedigree, meaning that the sons she will bear will have a nature with the same quality as hers, since she has equivalence of form with the root. This is why it is written, what would the well-born among them say? A woman is only for sons. This means that the vessel of reception called woman must strive to bear sons, meaning that the sons will be important sons. This is why it was said, cast your eyes on family, meaning the family pedigree. That is, Bina showed her merit, that she's adhered to the root, which is called equivalence of form. For the root of Bina is Keter, which is a desire to do good and bestow. Therefore, her merit is that she begets power of bestowal for the sons, who will later bear. The wealthy ones among them say, cast your eyes on the wealthy. Phase 3, Gimel, which is Rampin, is called rich, since one who has chasadim is regarded as rich because he is content with his lot and does not need chokhmah. He also has illumination of chokhmah, but he leans toward chasadim. In that respect, he is similar to Bina, who is the source of chasadim, which extends from the root. She wants to resemble her root, but he has illumination of chokhmah. It is written in the Holy Zohar, the rich shall not give more, is the middle pillar, Zeranpin, who should not give too much yod. And it is written, the rich shall not give more, is the middle pillar, which from his essence leans toward the right, to chasadim, and does not need chokhmah. Hence its title, rich. It was told not to give too much yod, meaning not to give too much yod, but rather take, O chasadim, light of mercy, with illumination of chokhmah. This is why it is written, the wealthy ones among them, meaning Bchina Gimel, phase 3, which is the Bchina of Zeranpin, called light of chasadim in illumination of chokhmah. For Zeranpin is called rich. That Sfira in Malchut shows her merit. As it is written, cast your eyes on the wealthy. The unsightly ones among them are the actual Malchut, called Phase 4, Daled, in Daled, on whom there was the Tzimtzum restriction. Hence this phase is called poor and meager, as it is written in the Holy Zohar, that Malchut is called poor and meager, for she has nothing of her own except that which her husband gives her. It is known that we must assume the kingdom of heaven above reason. This is called faith. To believe in the Creator, although the body comes with many questions, complaints and demands. At that time, we should say they have eyes, but they do not see. Ears, but they do not hear. Instead, we must accept everything above sense and reason. Moreover, this must be as tzedakah, charity, as was said about Abraham. And he believed in the Lord, and he regarded it for him as righteousness. The reason is that as when you give charity to the poor, you do not ask the poor for anything in return, because the poor has nothing to give back except what they are given. So should be the assuming of the burden of the kingdom of heaven without anything in return, but only for the Creator. As though the Creator has nothing to give back to man in return for his work in assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven. Indeed, why should faith be specifically this way? It is because of the known reason that there was a tzimtzum restriction on the vessels of reception. So, there would be room
It is specifically through annulling these vessels, which are called vessels of reception, that we attain vessels of bestow, so that one can aim in order to bestow. In these vessels shine all the delight and pleasure that the Creator wanted to bestow upon His creations. However, in the created beings who are created with vessels of reception and who are told that they must work above reason, this work is called unimportant work. It is regarded as unimportant because it is unsuitable for a reasonable person to do things to which the intellect does not agree. It is, as Baal HaSulam said about the verse that the Creator said to Moses, and the Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" And he said, "A staff." And he said, "Throw it on the ground." And it became a serpent, and Moses fled from it. He said that Moses' hands are called faith. It is regarded as of little importance, since man craves only knowledge. Where he sees that there is no knowledge that he wants to obtain, he cannot attain the matter. He claims that he has already exerted this work so we can do everything for the Creator, but did not move one bit. Thus, the body tells him, "Give up on this, and do not think that you will ever be able to attain it. So, get off this path." At that time, the Creator tells him, "Throw it on the ground," meaning that this is what you should do before the people of Israel. We must know that Pharaoh and Egypt imply the Pharaoh and Egypt that exist in an Israeli heart. and it became a serpent. That is, as soon as we leave the faith hold of low importance, we promptly fall into the shells. Because specifically through faith above reason, can we be rewarded with all the wholeness. It follows that the majority of the work is when a person has no intellectual basis on which to build. For this reason, also, faith has no basis in his intellect. For this reason, where one does not see that any benefit will arise from this to himself, he promptly loses the energy to work and becomes like a log without any desire or strength. But precisely then can one see the truth, whether he has faith above reason. So he can tell his body, which comes to him with arguments that make sense, the body tells him, is it not enough for you to see the truth, that it is impossible to go forward your way? Do tell me, how much more proof do you need in order to listen to me? Give up and say, now I have realized that this path of working only for the Creator is not for me.
And
I don't know who it is for, but I know it is not for me. Although our sages said otherwise. Therefore, each one must say, the world was created for me. But what can I do if I see that in reality I cannot keep this reality of saying that I must do everything for the Creator? This is why work of faith is regarded as unimportant work. With the above said, we can interpret what the unsightly ones would say. Take what you take for the Creator, as long as you crown us with gold coins. Phase 4 in Malchut is called poor and meager. As said above, one considers this work unsightly, because here he cannot look at the beauty of spirituality, nor the degree in spirituality, or the wealth in spirituality. Rather, what we do have here are only things that reason and intellect cannot tolerate. It is like an ugly object from which one keeps his distance. As it is written, stay away from ugliness and its likes. What can they say to a young man who wants to be a chosen one? Take what you take for the Creator. Meaning, we cannot promise you anything of self-benefit. However, if you want to be the chosen ones in the nation, you must take what you take only for the Creator. That is, if you can agree to these conditions, you may take us. Otherwise, there is nothing to speak of. However, that too is not simple. Rather, we want you to crown us in gold coins. Rashi interpreted crown us in gold coins to mean that after the marriage, you will give us jewels and handsome garments. Bala Sulam said that although a person agrees to take upon himself the bargain for the sake of the Creator, meaning even if she's unsightly, he does not look at anything, but it is like a bride as she is. She still demands that afterwards he will draw for her the light of Torah. That is, he should try to obtain the flavors of Torah and the flavors of the mitzvot. Or otherwise, she will not agree, since one who does not know the commandment of his master, how will he serve him? This is why they said, as long as you crown us with gold coins, that is, although in terms of faith it is above reason, afterwards he must draw the light of Torah. We therefore see two things that are opposite for one another. On the one hand, faith must be above reason, completely unfounded. On the other hand, we must obtain the flavors of Torah and mitzvot. Similarly, Baal HaSulam said about what we say in the blessing, who has created in him holes upon holes, hollows upon hollows, etc., that should one of them open or should one of them close, it is impossible to exist and stand before you. He said that closing or shutting pertains to faith, which should stay closed. This is the meaning of, should one of them open? Rather, it should stay closed. Or should one of them close, refers to the flavors of Torah and Mitzvot. Rather, faith will stay above reason. And the flavors of Torah and Mitzvot will be revealed. So he doesn't actually explain why the 15th of Av is a happy day and related to Yom Kippur, like he says in the beginning. He talks about the women trying to see who to choose, but why is the 15th of Av a happy day and how is it related to Yom Kippur?
He really doesn't explain. Yeah.
It's
a day when the daughters of Jerusalem come out to the vineyards and dance there, sing there, and they draw young men, and then there's a beginning of connection between them.
So,
for us, is there something that we need to think about in this day? Should we do something with it? Again, not a corporeal day, but is there something special in the work?
No, it's unrelated to our corporeal day. It's related to the process that we go through. We went through all sorts of special days, and now it's another one, another special day called Day of Joy.
What is the importance of its proximity to the 9th of Av? It's a week later.
That after we attain what is called ninth of Av, what are all the desires, intentions, qualities we have against the connection between us and the attainment of the Creator, then we can think of how we have to be connected, what conditions, and how to try and reach the beginning of adhesion.
If I may ask one more thing, how is it related to love?
You
didn't speak about love here at all.
Still early. Still early, even though it is called a day of love, but that's how it is. Where did you see that this day has been really accepted in Israel as a day of love?
Well,
in Israel and over the world, there is the day of love. When you say this is a day when we seemingly are nice to each other, a man to his wife.
So we'll throw a festival, what?
Exactly, I'm trying to understand the relation to love. We speak about love of friends, love between us, and suddenly we have this day of love, but there's nothing here about in the article about the love of friends, nothing about the connection between us. So I'm trying to find how this relates to us. What's the connection?
No. There's none, and I also didn't see that with other Kabbalists who really celebrated this day and didn't make any symbolic things on that day, not a special prayer or a special garments or special meals, or no.
So, should we take something from it?
I think all those things are still ahead of us. Therefore, the day will come.
So right now, to our matter, to the work between us, can we take something from this?
No, just kind of a sign of sorts that we need to see, that we need to reach that, to reach this general day of love. Yes?
Nevertheless, according to the article, what is the connection between love of friends in the 10 and the ability of a person to be above reason?
He can't come out to above reason without being incorporated in love of friends. He won't have a clique. He has to come out of himself to a vessel of love, a vessel of bestowal that is broader. Where will he take that from? Only by connecting with the friends.
We hear and we learn that, but I still lack the understanding of how by me loving the friends, I get the ability to work and justify the Creator, that He's good and does good, that there is none else besides Him. What's the link between these things?
You can't come to that without that. You can't. How to feel what love is if you're not moving closer to the Creator? So it's not love. It's still egoistic force that gives you some fulfillment, which is your own and on the sidelines.
Again.
He writes at the end of the article that we see two things that are opposite to one another. On the one hand, faith must be of our reason, completely unfounded. On the other hand, we must obtain the flavors of Torah mitzvot. So,
yes.
What does it mean that the flavors of Torah and mitzvot, and they have to be revealed?
That all the actions one does, he discovers how through that he gets closer to everyone in reality, connects with them, and receives in the common force, not in each and every one of them, but the common force between them. There he receives results from the correction.
So this is very much related to our work here in Love of Friends.
If you're doing that, then it is.
It means that we should have flavor in the work that we do in our efforts towards connection.
Yes. Yes.
Turki tu.
Good morning, dear Rav. Dear Rav, alma kaparıyla yaratılmış kişi nasıl olur da mantık ötesi bir çalışmayı kabul eder? Buradaki inanç denen koşulu nasıl görmeli?
How can someone who was created with the vessels of reception agree to work above reason? How am I supposed to relate to this condition which we now learned about, which is called faith?
Again?
תחזור השאלה.
Repeat the question.
How could someone who was created with the vessels of reception agree to work above reason?
He doesn't just agree, he begs for it, asks for it, to be able to rise to that degree and work with vessels of bestowal. Yeah.
How am I supposed to relate to this condition which we call faith?
Connects to the friends through his connection with the friends. He begins to receive the light that reforms, and that bit by bit raises him to another level, to another reality. He begins to appreciate his new vessels, where he now begins to feel that they are born in him. And that's how he approaches bestowal.
Beseder?
All right.
PT 35.
כתוב שרב, it is written that good days means that the worlds ascend. What are these times when we can say that there is an ascent of the worlds?
אנחנו לא יודעים מה זה עליית העולמות.
We don't know what is the ascent of the worlds, but
מרגישים שיש שינוי.
We feel that there is a change in the influence of the world upon us, upon me, let's say. And I use that change. So if a new state comes, I'm happy and I use it in order to turn to the Creator and to try to determine a new relationship between us.
When we discover changes in the connection between us, between the friends, can we attribute it to changes that happen in the upper one?
By determining new connections between you on higher, more spiritual degrees, you want, by that, you want to influence your attitude towards the Creator. Yes, of course. That's basically our work. And in that relationship we determined towards the Creator, we can feel what is his response. This is called me for my beloved and my beloved for me. And that's how we advance.
Ken.
Si j'ai bien compris, le 15 de Av, les quatre filles d'Israël sont sorties dans les vignes.
If I understood correctly, on the 15th of Av, the daughters of Israel came out to the vineyards.
Qu'est-ce que cela ouvre comme opportunité pour ce jour?
What does it open up for us as opportunities on this day?
They want to say that in these times there is an opportunity for the part of Nukva, female, and the part of male of the spiritual vessels can connect. And by that, determine a new relationship that will give birth to new potsufim, meaning new attainments in the spiritual world.
Zedar?
All right.
Tov. Ken.
All of the actions that a person performs, he discovers in them how through them he gets closer to everyone who is in reality, connects with him and gets a common force. There are the results of the correction. How does this coincide with saying that faith should be above reason, without any foundation?
I
didn't understand the question. Faith has to be without any basis, meaning that in my vessels of reception, that is, I have no proof that faith will help me achieve something in my vessels of reception. Yes.
So where do we attain these flavors of Torah and mitzvot?
In what vessels? In what vessels we attain the Torah and mitzvot?
In the vessels of reception, right? We have nothing else.
No, in vessels of bestowal. That I want to have vessels in which I will reveal Torah and mitzvot. From one degree to a higher degree and so forth.
I don't manage to grasp this.
I wish to reach a state where I live in a force of
bestowal.
And that is what I now examine, whether I'm capable of. I get closer to the friends, to the group, and I try to be connected to them in forces of bestowal. Right? Towards the Creator, I try to be closer to Him, me to my beloved, my beloved to me, and I feel whether I get a response from Him too, on the condition that I try to be towards Him in a force of bestowal. And so I receive in those tendencies of mine, I receive a response from the Creator.
Masbirli.
Who explains to me, whether I will be able to make such actions or not.
No, tishalu, tishalu.
Go ahead and ask. Ask more, yeah.
Thanks. How does a person, with those responses that he gets later after he does the work, how with these responses he doesn't hang on to some flavor, some revelation, or but he continues the work above reason and doesn't lose the importance of it?
I
don't understand. He discovers all kinds of things, phenomena, pleasant or unpleasant, but it doesn't stop him because he knows it's part of the path.
But how does he not build his foundation on this? Now there is some flavor, some illumination from the work that he did. How does he still rise above this and continue?
He doesn't transcend it. He continues with it.
Asked differently. What does it mean that a person establishes a foundation with this path, with this faith?
To determine the foundation of faith means that he wants to connect with the friends in mutual bestowal, and in that common force of bestowal that he feels that dwells between them, on that they build their steps forward.
Can I ask another question? It says here that a person should reach the annulment of the vessels of reception, then we achieve vessels of bestowal with which a person can aim to bestow. So the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal always have this kind of game between them, or this is something that eventually settles. The vessels of reception are done with and we move to vessels of bestowal.
That's when a person determines that.
Yan Yaakov.
Yes, Yaakov.
I understand that the more a person comes closer to faith, the more he becomes cleansed of any logic, expectations.
He wants to depend on the upper force, the force of bestowal, and not to see results in vessels of reception.
So here there's a question. What can I do each and every day in order to change my approach so it will bring me truly to this cleansing, getting rid of any logical expectations?
That all depends on how you hinge your success on being in bestowal. What is faith? Faith for you? You don't know exactly what that is, what that picture is, that quality. But bestowing to someone that you don't have, that you don't owe anything to, that will be called a spiritual force, a force of bestowal.
Is this a result? So out of some action that I do, this is a direct result, or the result is always comes in an indirect way. It will come in some roundabout way. I shouldn't even expect it. It will just come.
No, I have to be drawn to it. I have to move towards this forcefully.
I need to be drawn to perform actions without expecting any logical reward. Is this how it is?
Of course. That to me is the reward.
Kenoran.
I now heard that I need to be drawn to it, to forcefully get closer to it. But here it says that there is a state where the person cannot see that he will get any benefit for himself. He immediately loses the energy to work, and it becomes like a log without any desire or strength.
Yes.
So what does he do then?
He continues.
With which force does he continue?
That he demands to have strength.
The log has the strength to demand.
Inner feeling is a log, like a log, but he, with that he has some ability to demand, yes.
Demand what?
Demand to have the possibility to feel the force of bestowal. To attain the force of bestowal.
Good.
I think that each one somewhat feels it, somewhat doesn't feel what it's about, and it's good.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, what is this
state that a person holds on to the staff, the faith? What is the state where he lets go of the staff and it becomes a serpent?
Well, that's clear to us now even more, that if I go back to my mind and my emotion only, this is called a serpent. And if I want to go above that, that means going with the staff, that I have what's above and below in importance, and then I advance.
Rav, there was this state in the preparation a friend was describing, that he's always walking around smiling because he's thinking about the friends. Immediately I got infected by it. I came to the lesson, I smiled at the friends, I felt love. A moment before, a moment after, I can sit here like I'm sitting in a bus next to strangers. I don't know them, I don't even relate to them. So what is this complete disconnection between a state where I truly value the friends and a state where I don't even notice them?
These are two states that you determine from your inner attitude.
Is it related to faith? Are these things related? Or
well, there is some attitude to that, some relationship with that. Yeah.
Turkey one.
Thank you, Ra. My friend is asking, why Malchut is called poor in the article?
Lama Malchut nikret aniya.
Aniya ki lo misugelet.
Poor because she cannot understand, feel, appreciate the upper bestowal on it. Okay.
Queens.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав, дорогие хаверим. Мне очень понравилось, как он описывает здесь в стиле Тес и
I really liked how he describes things in a test language here. Ninth of Av is like a judgment day. Belongs to Malchut because she's poor. She's like a mirror that doesn't shine. And in the 15th of Av, there's 6 days, and then Malchut is the 7th. She enters a coupling with her husband, and so on the 15th day she reaches love.
Можно ли так описать? Может, я ошибаюсь?
No,
is that correct? Am I wrong?
Сказал. Неважно. Все слышали.
Whatever you said it. It doesn't matter. Everybody heard it.
Ашдод 10.
Ашдод 10.
Шалом ותודה רב.
Hello and thank you, Rav. According to all the articles in this one, we have to work in faith above reason. That's clear. That's required. About this term, faith, sometimes it is described that faith is good, and other times it's depicted as the intellect, and you have to go against it. Can you make some sense of this term of faith?
Well, there is simple faith, and there is faith above reason. And we need to see with which degree of faith we work. This is how it is. With which degree we work.
If I can continue, I didn't really understand, because we have to work in faith above reason.
But
regarding faith, some articles treat it as good, but that we have to acquire faith. And other times, no. So what's the context? Why does it happen that way? Or am I mistaken?
Well, we'll have to put these things in order. We didn't reach yet the ability to gather all of these pieces of knowledge in order to reach the summary. Okay? Ida 1.
Caro Rav.
Dear Rav. Here, Zerampin is rich because he has Asadim. So why do we need to desire the light of Chokmah? Don't we just need the light of Hasadim? Toda.
It says that Prinat Zerampin is called rich because he has Hasadim. So why do we need to yearn for a light of Chokmah? Isn't Hasadim sufficient?
Is Damnut.
Zerampin only gives us an opportunity to open up the vessel that will become the vessel of Malchut, that she has a desire for all of the light of Chokhmah to receive it and to be filled with it. So Zerampin is not the end of the development of the vessel. We're getting closer to it. You're right.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, что такое народ Израиля, о котором тут идет речь в статье?
What is the people of Israel that is mentioned here in the article?
The people of Israel, it's a person, every person in the world, as Baal HaSulam writes in his books, that it doesn't matter what is the color or race, etc., but rather what matters is his direction towards the Creator. Yashar Kel, Israel. If he has this direction, if it burns within him to reach the Creator, then it is called Israel, Israel.
Здесь еще есть такое понятие «бахур», избранный из народа, который должен взять свое приобретение во имя небес.
It also says here that the chosen one, «бахур», which is also is chosen among the nations. What does that mean?
«Бахур», young man, but also chosen one in Hebrew, means a new force that awakens in a person, a young force, that thanks to it, a person can see himself, that he awakens and he rises above his previous qualities.
А почему это называется избранный из народа? Вот тут написано «бахур» — парень.
Why is it called
он хочет стать бахур?
Chosen among the nations. There is Bahur, which means young man, and there is Bahur chosen. Why is that?
It means that he has more forces, more discernments, so that he can know what the truth is and how to reach it, and how do we acquire it.
Barur. Tov. Woman PT 38.
Okay, women PT 38.
Thank you. You said that we need to connect in mutual bestowal, and with that common force of bestowal, we build our steps forward. How are we in mutual bestowal on one hand and on the other hand above reason? Because in mutuality there is some sort of an exchange. What does it mean to reach above reason in mutuality?
I don't know what to tell you. We just need to work together with a single goal and as much as possible to connect our forces in order to attain it. That, for the time being, is a simple thing. It's not divided in us into different actions, maybe contradicting actions that would confuse us. No, only in such a simple way. Women, Turkey 6.
Selam Rav, selam Dünya Kadisi. Metinde geçen ödünç alınan beyaz giysiler ve çok fazla yod vermemek ne demek? Teşekkürler.
It says daughters of Jerusalem came out with a borrowed white garments. Also, it says about the wealthy among them with regards to Zalanpin that he won't multiply, won't increase the essence. What does that mean?
Again, the entire question.
There are two questions here, actually, about two places in the article. First sentence says, the daughters of Jerusalem dressed in borrowed white garments to not shame those who do not have. What does that mean?
Well, they come out with white garments. That should be clear. That's chassadim. Next.
There's another place where he writes that the Zalanpin won't increase over the Yod. What does that mean?
Well, only according to how much they can hold on to with their screen.
Turkey one, woman.
Şaf, bu özel günde tüm kli için yükseltmemiz gereken dua nedir? Teşekkürler.
What kind of prayer we need to raise for the world kli on this special day?
That we, all of us, want to enter contact with the Creator so that He will be our bridegroom. And He will raise us, elevate us to the degree of connection, all of us together, in our desires, the men and the women, so that we will all be as a vessel of reception that is willing to be entirely in bestowal. And in that, we will be suitable for the Creator, congruent with the Creator.
What is the relationship between that young man to all kinds of different women, the rich, the more wise?
These are discernments that we have in Malchut with respect to Zeranpin, that there are four kinds of women, such and such and such, where each one, according to his nature, is drawn to another kind of bride.
Each one according to his nature, what is it about?
Each one chooses according to his nature. Yes?
I wanted to ask about faith. He writes that there is no basis to rely on. So what's the basis of faith if there's no foundation?
I didn't understand.
He writes that if he works on receiving, he always has a foundation that strengthens him, and about with regarding faith, there's no basis.
Right.
So how does he rise to faith if there's no basis? What do you work on? What do you lean on?
Well, I work specifically without having a foundation.
So what do you have then?
It's in the opposite manner.
So what do you have?
What do I have? I hold on to the group and I hold on to the Creator. They give me forces so that I hold on to this force, and it for me becomes as a foundation, as an infrastructure upon which I stand. And even though to someone who doesn't have it, it seems to him like I'm flying in midair. However, someone who is in it, he sees that I actually have the strongest foundation.
So faith is a basis to work? It replaces the old basis?
Yes, the force of faith. Yes, it replaces the ordinary force I have of knowing, of calculating.
But this alternative comes when you attain faith.
Yes.
So when you approach faith, you have no basis to work. On the contrary, you always see how your body tells you the work is not for me and so forth, and you ultimately also agree that it's not for me and it will never be for me. So how do you rise to faith if that is the voice that speaks in you?
If I shift from the vessel of reception to the vessel of bestowal, that I have no problem that I'm holding on to the vessel of bestowal, and I feel in them a safe ground, a safe infrastructure.
But what does it mean to move from vessels of reception to bestowal? I don't press a button and move between the vessels.
It depends on how much I'm adhered to the group.
So you adhere to the group, but how does the transition happen? How do you cause this transition to move to vessels of bestowal?
First of all, I don't do it. The Creator does it. According to my request, my demand, and He moves me.
That's clear. How do you come to a demand from the Creator when you entirely, all of you says that the work is not for me and I have no strength for it, as he writes in great detail?
Yes.
So where does the request to the Creator come from if you entirely convince yourself that you have no chance?
Why should I persuade myself that there's no chance?
That's how nature works. Rabash writes this too.
That's how nature works, but I work against this nature with the group. Nature, all in all, it comes through me, but if I connect myself with the group, then through the group, already a different solution comes to me.
The ability to ask of the Creator that will move you from vessels of reception to bestowal, where do you bring that from if your nature is always opposite to it? Where do you take this from?
From an attack that we, all of us in the group, agree between us that we have to reach an attack.
What are we attacking?
Ourselves.
את האגו שלנו.
Our ego.
תודה.
נעבור לחלק הבא של השיעור, ולפני כן נשיר ביחד שיר.
We move to the next part of the lesson and we'll first sing a song together.
What goes on here between us in this life we're all dying to know? What awakens between us in my heart? I can't take it no more. If we've made it so far, it's a sign that we're close to our goal. So we march on together and soon we'll discover our soul. Let it all out, leave all your cares, and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no we won't stop. Keep moving together, we let no one try. Let it all out, all your cares, and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no we won't stop. We climb up a ladder, we climb to the top. Cambio global nos empuja a despertar para cada día el tiempo acelerar. Caminamos por años, desiertos y mares, así con fuerza podremos sostenernos juntos al fin. Ven a bailar, ven a cantar, para abrir y esparcir el amor que hay aquí. Sin aflicción, sin retracción, marchemos al frente y nunca hacia atrás.
Oh, un ilkul, oh, un ashir, ven a
Shall I love?